What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Wilton, joined by Sergeant Wilton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
One of the cutest things is whenever I come across your department's social media profiles and I see a picture of you with people in your community, especially when it's in these intimate settings and there's a lot of these like sweet older females, because they just love you. And it makes me so proud to see the relationships that you build with them, because I know that for you, it's not just a photo op. Those types of relationships are incredibly meaningful to the both of us.
Yeah, it's something that we have our more veteran citizens, and I enjoy just having that time. And not many people want to share that space and time with them, and I'm able to have that. So I love that.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people miss the mark when it comes to acknowledging their support and their presence when they come out to Coffee with a Cop or just any of the, let's say, city council meetings or wherever they are. They're showing their presence and they're showing that it's important for them to be there. And I think it's all the more important for them to be recognized for being there.
Yeah. And it's one of those things like, And this is where I want to always train our newer officers and younger cops is like, just sit there and listen to them. It doesn't matter if you've heard the same story 1,000 times, like just share that space with them because it's important. They just want to talk and someone to listen to them.
Yeah. And on that note, I thought that today we could talk about some of the most rewarding aspects of being a police officer in 2024. And I can't start this episode without first and foremost making mention of the fact that a police officer gets to uphold the Constitution, not only that of the United States, but also that of the state to which you work for.
It's our mission. And I think a lot of us forget over years is when you take the law enforcement code of ethics and you're swearing in and everything, one of the key statements in there is, I swear to uphold the Constitution and protect the Constitution from its foreign or domestic enemies. And people forget that on a regular basis. And that's kind of the foundation for what law enforcement is.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something we're going to change, right? We're trying to shed some brighter lights on that fact, because I think that that's something we need to get back to. And I think also one of the great elements of being a police officer is that you get to serve your community, truly get to serve your community, despite what the media portrays. That is such an honor and such a pleasing thing to get to do going to work every day.
For every person that's a naysayer against us in law enforcement, there's 100 others who are in support of us. And that's the thing we always want to remember is, even though there's that dynamic of the media is out to get us, the government's out to get us, there's people out to get us, and it is true, but there's so many people that are not in that public eye that support us and need us on a regular basis.
I'm also thinking about the true aspect of making a difference as a police officer. And this has such a wide range of things, but breaking it down into the nuance of the inner workings within a department, there are an endless amount of avenues that an officer could take when it comes to being involved in special details that truly make you go home nearly every day feeling like you did something to make a difference.
In saying that is, you should go home every day feeling that way, because if you respond to one call for service or 100 calls for service, you have made that difference in that person's life in that moment. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, it's, for the most part, it's always good for someone, it's bad for another, and it could be ugly in some other instances. And that's where you want to be able to look at that positive light, because this horrible event just may have happened to somebody and you just eliminated that by taking the other person to jail.
Yeah, I remember when all things George Floyd were happening, I had created a post indicating something along the lines of, I hope you never have to feel the fear of sitting on the other line of making a 911 call. And I can tell you on the occasions where I have had to do it, and when I know what that fear is like sitting on the other end of that 911 call, I can't tell you the appreciation and just the sense of relief when I saw officers responding and I wasn't alone in the dark with some crazy man. Like, it's important when you actualize what that feeling is. And I think for a lot of people, especially here in California, they have never known what that feels like.
And especially for us as law enforcement, we tend to forget the impact that we have just showing up and helping somebody, because we do it on such a regular basis. We're there just doing our jobs. We're there just to help that individual in the moment. They're not always going to like your decisions, but you have to make it based off of the law, the Constitution, and everything like that. But you can still provide that quality customer service to that person to still make them feel like they're getting action taken.
Another incredibly rewarding aspect of being a police officer, I think, is the relationships that you build and continue to build upon. And I'm not just talking about the networking that you create when you're solely when you're on duty. I'm also talking about the, oh, hey, I know a guy for that kind of relationship that you build that kind of trickles outside of your job. And this could range from, you know, somebody who does woodworking, or you find that somebody in your community knows how to do something that you don't know how to do, or you find that there's a problem and two people need something and it just so happens you know those two people and can link them up. So I think that relationship building is such a great element and a rewarding element of being a police officer.
The network that you can establish, if you're open to establishing it, is endless. And you meet so many people on a regular basis, and it's so important to keep building that network.
I also think that one aspect that is overlooked, and one aspect that could be as vast or as shallow as you want it to be, is personal growth and development as a police officer.
You can, in my career, and I'm just going to go into that, is I could be shut off from everything, go handle my 9-to-5 and deal with my incidents that I go into, or I could start putting more effort into myself to be able to provide a better service for the community I work for, and being able to be that powerhouse to support people on a regular basis, on duty and off duty.
On a neurological level, our minds constantly work off of loops, and it's a survival mechanism. So what I mean by that is if we have a problem, then immediately our brain wants to solve that problem so we could close that loop. And from a primal level, it's so that we no longer think that we are in danger, right? And we don't have lions and tigers and bears chasing after us, but it's very much the same concept, because that's not something that our inner workings have gotten rid of. And that's all to say that I think that another great component of being a police officer is that you have that ability to overcome challenges.
You know, and this distinctly makes me think of, Ashley always brings up, if you have a song stuck in your head, I mean, I'm going to stick this song in your head of It's a Small World. And now it's probably playing in 90% of your heads as I'm speaking. But if you listen to that song all the way through, that closes that loop. And that's what it does with, you go to an incident to where, say, you're almost at shift change and it's a major incident and you don't get the finality of kind of what happens after the end, but you can talk to your partners and close that loop. And it's being able to do that on a regular basis, which helps build our own, not only our own confidence, but to say, okay, this is what I did right, this is what I did wrong, and be able to move forward from it.
Yeah, for sure. I also put protecting the vulnerable and creating a safer future on here.
There's so much in protecting the vulnerable and creating a good future. No matter how we do that in law enforcement, it's every day you are doing that in your career. And I think we get complacent in forgetting that that's what we truly do on a daily basis.
I think that one aspect to this that a lot of people might be apprehensive to talk about, but that's a very rewarding element of your career overall, is enforcing justice.
That gives you closure on so many ends just for yourself, because you get to take that bad guy or bad girl to jail after you just had to experience that traumatic incident that happened to somebody else, and being able to close that loop. And it's something that you go through step A to step Z, because then you see the sentencing side of things.
Yeah, I hope you've gotten some value and validation from today's episode. I hope if you know a rookie cop or maybe somebody who wants to be a police officer, that you share this episode with them. If you have gotten any value, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I am sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.